Hey, everybody, welcome back to PT Tech Talk Podcast. This is episode 78. And if you're looking for the intersection of physical therapy and technology, you are in the right place. If you're looking for telehealth, online marketing, and getting more new patients from Google, Facebook, and Instagram, if you're looking for efficiency and practice management and tools to help you automate your practice, you are in the right place and you're listening to the right podcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome in. Thanks so much for joining us. It's great to have you. And if you've listened to us before and find this valuable, go ahead and drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. It'll help the podcast surface up for others like you to make it easier for them to find. And since you're there on iTunes, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And as well on SoundCloud and YouTube, find us there, hit subscribe. You'll get the notifications for all of the updated episodes coming out. And I am one of two co-hosts. My name is Dave Kittle. I'm a physical therapist and partner at cashbasedphysicaltherapy.org. With Ron Miller and I, we are helping PTs from across the country and across the globe grow their cash-based physical therapy revenue, helping practice owners convert insurance-seeking patients into happy cash-paying patients. And it doesn't even matter the size of your practice. You could be solo, you could have multiple clinics, it doesn't even matter. Check out www.cashbasedphysicaltherapy.org for more. And as always, joined by my co-host, Rob Vining, physical therapist and founder of PT Live Chat. PT Live Chat is a telehealth and text scheduling platform that allows prospective patients to chat with a physical therapist over text or telehealth. Check insurance eligibility and schedule an evaluation right inside the app. Go ahead and check out www.ptlivechat.com. That is ptlivechat.com. Rob, what's going on, man? It's been a minute. We are back on the podcast, PT Tech Talk. How you been? What's going on?
Things are good. I am excited about this episode, man. It seems like the snowball has started to roll downhill when it comes to the topic that we're going to broach tonight. I'm excited about it. I think you're excited about it. Well, we've just been talking for half an hour, so I know you're excited about it.
We just had a pre-interview where we were catching up, and I joked about 37 minutes, but it was probably more than that. I don't even know.
Yeah, it was good, man. That's a lot of good info. And that was all recorded, so maybe I can cut it up and do something with it at some point in time in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is the type of topic that I think people are looking for. I've seen the growth of the two physical therapy telehealth groups that I'm an admin for, the concierge telehealth PT group, the physical therapy telehealth providers group. I mean, those are just blowing up. When you look at the group statistics, it's a straight hockey stick. I mean, it has just been insane. I think one of the groups is almost at 700, one's 550. So again, at the beginning of the year, these groups were 75, 100 people, maybe max. So in six months,
I remember that when those groups were formed, it was awesome to see them come up in terms of the unique value proposition of it. And obviously, when you're early in those groups, it's kind of like, you know, crickets. But now it's a ton of posts and content and helpful education and links and everyone engaging. And now it went from like just chatting about telehealth to people are actually setting up their own websites and, you know, their PT Live Chat widgets and basically getting prepped and, you know, getting into the phases of this full swing, not just like theory, but actually taking action on it.
Yeah. That's been the exciting part is also seeing, I like being in those groups because there's people who kind of are dipping their toe into it and you can tell that they're a little hesitant to ask a question, right? But as soon as I jump in there and I say something silly or self-deprecating, they're like, oh, okay. And then it just kind of lightens the mood and lets everybody chime in because honestly, nobody's an expert at this. Nobody's the guru at telehealth. It's such a green field and such a new area of practice that we can all dive into if we learn how to do it properly the right way the first time we all try. I mean, it's just going to be a home run. That's what I'm really pushing for this year. I cannot say it enough. I really think that 2018 is the year that we could all learn how to do this and just expand our practice and help more patients. And that's the important part. And plus, if it's cash pay, like the majority has to be currently, I'm okay with that. I don't mind not having to deal with insurance.
I'm cool with that. I mean, we like cash. We like cash pay. And if you pitch it properly and you present this value proposition properly, in ways that is still evolving. But I mean, I feel like I have a little bit of experience with it with my most recent paid telehealth patient.
Let's go right into that. Tell us about it, man.
Well, okay. So I play baseball on the weekends. I grew up playing baseball my whole life, played baseball, as you know, in college. I don't know. Some people that listen to the podcast might or might not know that. And so I had a friend who tripped over the edge of the pitcher's mound while trying to catch a pop-up, and he hurt his knee. So a week or so later, no, 5 days later, we got on a video call. I recorded it because just for legal liability purposes, but I know not like I'm going to get in trouble by helping my friend out.
Right.
And so I did it for free, which, by the way, think about this. Like, I want this to be the next couple things I want to say. I really think that this will be tactical in terms of actually having a plan of attack, not just like, oh yeah, like let's talk about telehealth and like, you know, where I'm going to make a website and like all of a sudden, like a million patients are going to be like, you know, hitting me up on this website to see me. That's not how it's going to work. Yeah. Here's one way to get your first $150 cash paying telehealth client. So this is a trickle down effect. So I did a telehealth consult for a friend. I said, you know, we'll schedule an hour and it's totally for free because we're friends, right? So using... And then we'll have to go into other episodes about this using Total Motion Release and Tom Delonzo Baker, and help from Dean Volk. Shout out to a past guest, Dean Volk, and the whole Total Motion Release thing. But basically, in my opinion, even more effective for telehealth, for instant rapid change in terms of less pain and increased mobility, less stiffness using Total Motion Release. And I did all of these movements with my friend over video, and I directed him to do this and why to do this and how many times and what to do. And over 59 minutes of this telehealth consult, again, for free, because it was only my second official like 1 hour slot where I did a telehealth consult with someone as like pro bono for free. So I completely got him better. He completely abolished all of his knee pain. He started with about 1 out of 10, 2 out of 10 knee pain, not anything crazy, but he was going into a deep squat. So he had a lot of stiffness, used all the TMR, total motion release movements. And over that consult completely got him better. He had no pain, no stiffness, no issue. He could go into a deep squat. He literally was trying to configure himself in all these angles and movements. He's like, I have no pain. I have no stiffness. I can't believe it. Right.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, great. And I recorded it, but just, not that I am going to necessarily use it or share it, but I had it. And I didn't know this at the time. My friend who I took through this video consult, his girlfriend was in the room. I didn't even know she was nearby or whatever. And told the friend of the girlfriend that their friend, they talked, and she's got knee pain from overuse from running. And my buddy texted me like a day or so later. He's like, hey, I'm doing those exercises you taught me. It's feeling a lot better. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time. By the way, can I refer someone to you for a video consult? And he said, this, of course, will be a paid consult. So he was already pitching it and selling it for me. Now, because I'm a mobile therapist here in New York City, and I'm going to patients' homes and offices and whatnot.
Right.
And I don't want this, I'm not trying to go into too many of the details, but here's a few things, which is they referred this individual to me. She's got a busy job. She travels a lot. She said to me, first we scheduled a phone call, which in terms of the telehealth transition or the evolution of this, I think that's a good place to start as well. Some people might not go right to a phone or might not go right to a video call if they don't know if it's a complete stranger.
Right.
Unless you got a great website with like testimonials, which I don't even have for that. And anyway, we spoke for about 20 minutes and I could tell that she was already warming up and buying into just this video consult. So I had price anchored her. I said, hey, listen, if I travel to clients here in Manhattan and Brooklyn, I'm charging $300 per, you know, cash base per visit to see them. And for this video consult for you, it would only be $150. And so she was cool with that. And so I then had to go and make a landing page and an order form or whatever and send her this order form through ClickFunnels.
Were you selling vaporware, Dave?
Yeah. So I used this basically a drag and drop order form that I made on the fly and sent it to her. And I was just really specific about all the steps about, okay, here's what to expect. I'm going to send you this. And as soon as you process your payment for $150, that would lock in and reserve your 60-minute slot. And we put a time date on the calendar. And here's what to expect. You're going to get a confirmation email. And then I'll email you to, again, confirm. And I'll send you a Zoom link. I said, for legal and liability purposes up front that this will be recorded, that I'm not going to share it on social media or online, but it's for legal and liability purposes that I would record it. And therefore, we did not do it over like a phone or an iPad. I don't think Zoom has it. Does Zoom even have an app right now, like an iPad app? Or
I think so. Yeah, I can get it on my phone on my Android.
Okay. So, but for me, I wanted it on, especially if I'm seeing someone do movements with like total motion release or whatever I'm having someone do through a telehealth consult, I just want it on a larger screen. So that maybe that's just me. But anyway, so I didn't even try to get my first paid telehealth consult. Obviously this is not going to work for everybody,
right?
But if you're not sure where to start, start doing them for free.
Yes, exactly.
Even if if it's someone that you don't really know, then have them sign a digital waiver and a release and a consent form and whatever and all those things. I did it for free. My first two I did for free and got great results with people. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I can literally do that. I can really literally help people. I got so much more confident after two free telehealth consults with a friend. And then there was like a friend of a friend. And so then I got my first $150 cash telehealth client or patient, whatever you want to call it. And it was a 1 hour slot. We used nearly every minute of that 60 minute slot. Yep. And she went from having 4 out of 10 leg pain and hip pain and lateral hip pain as well. And to zero pain by the end of the 1 hour consult.
Yep.
And I said, okay, here's your exercises. Here are the things that we just did to get you better. If you do those daily, you shouldn't have any problem. And then, of course, I followed up with her and all that. But I just wanted to I just wanted to go through some of those steps and hear, Rob, like hear some of your feedback about how we can actually go from just chatting about telehealth, but to actually have discussions without patients' names or whatever, but have discussions of like, hey, here's what worked, here's what didn't. You know, some people might say, oh, I'm not going to pay $150 or more out of pocket for a video consult.
Right.
Well, then for me, if I'm confident enough in my skills, I'm going to say, hey, if you don't get better, if you don't have decreased pain, if you don't feel better, if you don't feel more mobility, or if you don't feel looser or better, however you define that, in the hour of the telehealth consult, I offer 100% money back guarantee.
Yep.
And that takes the financial decision off the table for someone, and it puts their guard down, which means, okay, then therefore I have nothing to lose because it's super convenient for me.
Yeah.
I have them download Zoom and make sure that they got that for free, and they download it on their laptop with a webcam. And other than that, we're set up and I have everything else locked and loaded. And so now I just got to plug back into some of these telehealth groups and talk more with you, Rob Vining, about getting more, you know, patients and all of that. But it's not too different from lead generation and how to get people better like you do in person. It's not that different.
Yeah. If you're confident in your skills, that's the thing that has been blowing my mind since I graduated in 2004 or five, whenever I graduated.
Oh, don't date yourself.
Yeah, I know. Was, you know, using McKinsey and seeing that similar scenario, you know, completely hands off and having people walk in, you know, horrible pain down their leg, and then you don't touch them, you educate them, you explain to them what they're going to be doing. You have them do the exercise right in front of you. You're there for guidance. You're there just in case they need you. But literally, when my first year out of school was just mind-blowing at seeing McKinsey work so fast and seeing, like, that's the thing that I love. Tom just did a presentation for our telehealth residency Wednesday, so a couple days ago. And, you know, everybody walked in there, and there's new grads in there and then myself, and myself personally, I don't throw anything out because I know that when I was a student, I'm not sure if I've ever talked to anybody publicly about this, but when I was a student, I thought McKinsey was crap. I thought McKinsey was just, you know, something that, oh yeah, whatever, this really works, whatever. So I didn't have any faith in that at all until I went to my first clinical, which was all McKinsey. And then the first day, my mind was just falling out of my ears. And I was just thinking, wait, hold on. Of course, I had already been involved in some other tech companies, you know, running Radio Aid and that whole thing of making an internet company. So of course my brain goes right towards, hey, this could be online. You know, I could treat people online.
You were, and I was so far ahead of your time.
So far ahead of my time. Like 2004 internet was pretty useless still. Like there was not that much on demand stuff other than eBay. Yeah, yeah. So you had eBay. eBay was like the biggest success story ever, right? So that was still Beanie Babies and, you know, basically a garage sale online, but still useful. So my brain goes straight into the use of that for telehealth and treating patients. And seeing it now, you know, 13, 14 years later, it's just so, it warms my heart. I'll say that much. It makes me feel so good that the tech and the usefulness and the strategies to market and to cheaply get the word out to patients could be so beneficial and so easy to, number one, have therapists be experts, and you don't have to necessarily only earn what a hospital setting in an outpatient clinic is going to pay you, you know, per hour. You don't have to be stuck in that world. Telehealth is going to open up a whole different world for all of us. And it's also going to open up a whole different world for patients that are kind of, you know, they've been bound to only having access to those physical therapists in their surrounding area. Well, let's say that's five people. Okay. There's 200,000 plus physical therapists, and they're all different. And granted, everybody is not the same. Like, I have people that I would send my grandmother to, and I have people that are therapists that I would never send my worst enemy to. Like, there's that much of a variability. So it's interesting and fun to see this become almost like open season. And it's almost like a land grab, you know, when people were traveling back in the day, we're going west and you could put a stake in the ground in Oklahoma and that's my land, you know. I feel like that's what time it is right now for the profession of physical therapy with the application and use of telehealth. So it's pretty fun times, and it feels good to see this come to reality after getting literally cussed out back in the day when I would post that on message boards, you know, speaking about telehealth. It was like, oh, you're going to ruin everything. It's like, what? No, wait, how am I the only one that's getting this right now? But it was too early. So yeah, right now it's pretty impressive.
What are some of the common either discussions behind the scenes you have with anyone one-on-one, or whether it's anyone in your telehealth residency or anyone messaging you or emailing you that's a therapist, that's a clinician, that have questions, or what are some common apprehensions or fears about all this? Like, because for me, like, I'm not super pro of doing this, but like,
well, that's a testament. Is that you stepped and put your foot in the ring, and now you earn money doing it. So you had that aha moment just like that, you know. You're going from, I don't know, to $150, and I just fixed this person. Now they're all better. It's a win-win all over the place, you know?
Oh, yeah, and by the way, so with Zoom, I record it up front and say, and they agree to it verbally. I get them saying that they agree and they have consent.
Right.
While I have them say that while it's recorded.
Yep, me too.
For legal and liability, but also, if at the end of the consult and they're blown away and they cannot believe that they have so much less pain and stiffness or whatever that you've helped them with, then you can also then say, hey, by the way, can we, while we're still recording, and I could edit this later, or I could send this video to, you know, a great video editor, and you know, like Rob or some, anyone.
I'll be getting some emails.
and he'll charge you for it, but no, But get a video testimonial of them at the end. Like, if you use something like McKenzie or Total Motion Release, where they get a lot of benefit and they're really thankful and they're really appreciative and they can't believe that it actually helped them over a video consult. Get that on video. Then you edit and chop that out. And then you can use that asset, that video asset, as something on your future website, or, you know, to send to the next person that's on the fence about seeing you and say, hey, here's another reason. Again, if you offered something like me and say, hey, 100% money back guarantee, if I cannot improve your situation, if I can't decrease your pain or discomfort, if I can't decrease your stiffness in 30 or 60 minutes, then take the financial decision off the table, 100% money back guarantee. Oh, by the way, here's a testimonial, a video testimonial. You can send that as a link, or however you can send that video file to somebody as just more of a reason to get them bought in. Because again, some people won't even fathom. They're going to be like, wait, physical therapy over video? I thought it's physical. I thought you have to work on me and touch me and move my joint and my you know, poke and prod me. So how can I ever get better over video? And I'm telling you, with Total Motion Release or McKenzie, like, and or other mobility tips and tricks, you
pain
can get
science
somewhere,
type of stuff.
Yeah. Science, you can use so many strategies, and they just lend themselves so damn well for telehealth over video.
Yep.
So you just have to go do it. And you could simply start by, like last week. So last week was Mother's Day. I did TMR with my mom. She felt better. She had less pain. Then I said to my mom, I go, hey, by the way, you're here in New Jersey. I'm up in New York City. If you have any friends or, you know, anyone nearby that's in pain or discomfort, tell them that I can do the same thing for them over video. And don't even say what price I would charge. Just say 100% money back guarantee if they don't get better in the first visit.
That's exactly
and right. Therefore, anyone should be able to say, you know what, I should try that. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing with the whole system at Direct PT. I mean, that's part of our, we call it the Direct PT guarantee, right? So it's the same thing. If you're not better, and this is one thing that I've been talking with the people in the physical therapy telehealth residency, is if you get someone and you can tell that there's some red or yellow flags that pop up in the back of your head when you're doing that initial, maybe a subjective, you know, collecting some information and things just aren't adding up, do not treat them over telehealth. I cannot stress that enough to anyone who wants to dip their toe into it.
If they had something like constant pain or night pain, that would seem like it might be something, you know, underlying. Or,
yep, losing tons of weight, they're vomiting, they have something goofy that you wouldn't even see them. If they walked into the clinic with you and
they're not,
if that flag goes off and you have that ooh moment, do not touch them in the treatment room. You wouldn't touch them. So obviously with telehealth, you would not touch them. And it's as easy as this. You tell them, look, I think you have something that is not a fit for telehealth. I don't think I can help you. And I do not want to waste your time. And secondly, this has really thrown up some red flags to where, you know, I care about you getting better. I don't care who gets you better, but let's do this. Let's, you know, I'll communicate with your doc, your primary. I'm not going to charge you for this. If I had already collected money, I refund their money to them, because that's not a service. You know, if I blew a tire and I rolled into an oil change Jiffy Lube, there's nothing they can do for me. So they're not going to take my money and change my oil if I'm coming in for a flat tire. So with telehealth, that's the one thing to focus on for all of our profession in our industry, is if there's somebody that is not a good telehealth fit, do not see them, but connect them with their primary, follow up, because you are going to get a few referrals from either the doctor that you followed up with, because that doc is going to go, wait, you do physical therapy online, that's going to pique the doctor's interest. So now we're rolling into the marketing side as well as keeping the patient safe.
And the original patient's going to say, well, he or she did right by me. So yes, for someone else that has pain or discomfort, they might have heard you in the beginning or leading up to that consult.
Yeah. You're just the great practitioner that they want to brag about. My practitioner is so good. I saw them online, super convenient for me. They thought that I had something that was not, you know, it wouldn't be fixed through telehealth. So they sent me to my primary. My primary checked it out. I just, you know, I had a UTI. That's why I had back pain and leg weakness. And they did a UA, a urine analysis, and they got me on some medication. I'm all better. I didn't even have typical mechanical back pain. And it was the therapist that acted as the point of entry that caught that, referred me to my primary. And I can guarantee you that primary will ask you, so can you do this for other patients? Because their interest is then going to be piqued. So that's, I'm telling you, telehealth can do so much for our profession. Like, it will end up sending more patients in the door for brick and mortar clinics by just making our profession look better as being the most convenient. We're all educated beyond belief. And the biggest thing is we have the most amount of time that any medical professional could have. So by having all those things in place, I mean, we are set up for such huge victory, and nobody's been able to push it, you know, to the point of mass adoption yet. That's why a show like this, a show like I'm doing the Telehealth 20 podcast, it's going to be coming out next week. Everybody hopping on board and into those physical therapy telehealth groups and learning about it and seeing that it's a place of everybody educating everybody and helping everybody, because that whole saying, the rising tide floats all boats. When we do that, it helps the telehealth industry of physical therapy. It helps the physical therapy industry altogether, and it helps patients more than anything else. And that's what we got in this for. So whoever is listening to this podcast, of course, if you're listening to PT Tech Talk, you already have an idea that technology is useful and helpful. But I just beg of you, start looking into how to somehow incorporate telehealth into your practice in order to make it convenient for your patients, in order to spread yourself throughout your state, because that's the number one question I get with everybody emailing me and asking me questions about this is, you know, where can I treat people? And it's always within your state. They have to reside in the state that you are licensed in. The physical therapy compact is not through yet. By the way, we have an interview coming up in late June with Leslie again. So she's going to hop on and help us out in late June. She's confirmed that. So I cannot wait for that to come up. But yeah, man, you can tell when Dave and I, you guys are hearing like 30% of the excitement we had before we hit the record button.
Oh, no, I mean, we recorded it, but we didn't have it in the formal episode. So that could be, I don't know, that might be some other chat.
So let's say that you wanted to start a telehealth company and you wanted to hire people under you that were also physical therapists in your state. What you could do is you could open, let's say, New York telehealth physical therapy clinic, right? And you could literally have yourself and people working under you that you could filter those visits out to other people that were available at certain times that the patients needed. Now, all this you could create through Wix. You could have a PT live chat on there to answer patient questions. Because by the way, if people are coming to your website for telehealth, they want an immediate answer. They do not want to read your website and look for answers. They want to talk to
someone. They want an answer about what?
They want an answer about their pain. They want an answer about how much does it cost. And they want an answer on how fast they should see their results.
Which is why you list the price on there instead of not listing the price?
Exactly. And so by doing that and having some sort of a money back guarantee or something like that.
I think you're undercharging though.
Yeah, of course, of course. But like you did a free visit, think of it this way. You can always raise your
price. That's true.
So once you get the word out, it's kind of like Uber, right? Uber was losing money hand over fist for years because they just wanted that concept, which was brand new, to get out into the public and make people want that. So I believe that's the way that we have to do physical therapy as well with telehealth. Get people in your door. Give them that wow moment to where they want to tell their friends about it. And then that will grow things exponentially without us even having to do that much marketing. But we have to get people in the door first. And that's why I think, like in my case, having a website, doing exactly like you said, man, the taking the price off the table to where if they don't get better, you don't pay. I think that is such a massive.
By the way, when I say that, because I used to text that or email that or say that over the phone to in person, like prospective patients in New York City before they would commit, and I would say that the 100% money back guarantee is unheard of in healthcare. Meaning, if you have a surgery, if you have a procedure, whatever, it's not guaranteed. If it doesn't work, they're going to say, "Well, for some people, it might not work, and it doesn't work." And
or the surgeon will say, "You know what? It usually takes a year or two."
But it usually takes a year or 10 or 10 year, you know, 30 years or whatever for that clicking or that pain to go away.
Yeah. Yeah. Hands whatever. Off. I'm done.
Yeah. But, hey, really quick. So you said that you would help with if I were to get a new website, cause I'm in the market now for a new website for this mobile practice, but I want to have some video consults on there.
Yep.
So whether it's me or somebody else, I could use, If I were to go with Wix, because I was going to ask you, I asked you in the pre-interview about Squarespace or Wix, or there's Weebly, but WordPress is like, I'd like probably have to hire somebody to build a WordPress site. I don't have time to do WordPress plugins right now.
So
if I went with Wix, I could get a template from you with a lot of like the direct PT kind of website structure. with like a PT live chat widget tucked into it already or something?
That's the best thing about Wix, man, is that so people like Christine Walker, think about it that way. Christine is such an expert at this, and she uses Wix as well for the majority. I don't want to put words into her mouth, but I know she uses Wix for the majority of the websites that she's making. It's so user-friendly, and they're updating. I've never seen a platform update so fast. Like,
how much is it per month? Like one of the like the lower tiers?
20. Oh, to have all the bells and whistles that you need, like scheduling, payment, and all that, $19 a month.
Okay, that's nothing.
So yeah, think of the overhead of a brick and mortar versus $19-$20 a month. And then, but
and what do you use for payments? What do you have plugged in there? Is like Stripe or something else?
Yep. So Wix is great because they let you use basically, you can accept payments, and then what happens, Stripe makes it this easy to where you can accept a payment, and then they'll alert you and say, hey, we processed a payment for you, and you're scratching your head going, I don't have a Stripe account, but they use your email address from Wix, and they use that and send it to you and say, in order to make this payment go through completely and set everything up, log in using your email, and then here's the link, and then you set up a Stripe account only after somebody's paid the first time.
So if I already have Stripe up and running, but you're saying if someone doesn't have Stripe?
Yes.
Dude, that is genius.
Yeah, Stripe has been on fire, man. That's why they're I think a $9 to $12 billion company right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's so smart what they're doing. They've set up a whole system to where even if you don't have a business, I think it's called Stripe Atlas or something like that.
Yeah,
they'll set up a business for you. They'll do the LLC.
The entity. Yeah, LLC
for
or whatever.
$500
business formation.
500 bucks, Stripe will do it, soup to nuts, all of it for you. So Wix integrates with Stripe. PT Live Chat integrates with Wix.
And Wix, again, if someone doesn't know that listening, Wix is like a drag and drop website builder that you do not have to be a coder. You do not have to be tech savvy.
They have templates already ready for you.
Rob, if you're sending them a template, it's like the structure of the tabs, here's text, here's headers, here's images. You just change out whatever you want to change out.
Yeah.
But it's just like a done for you template, basically.
Yeah. And Wix has all that, man. Like templates you can choose from. You can say what industry you're in, and they'll give you different a variety of templates to choose from. And then you just basically drag in the scheduling. The scheduling thing is pretty much, one big block, and you just drag it in where you want it to be. Put it in there, done. So it's super easy that way. And then they have the other great part is that they have the integration already with Google Apps. So a G Suite account for the email or for the domain name that's hooked up into Wix. And by the way, most of the time Wix gives you a free domain name. If you don't have one, buy a Wix account. They'll give you a free domain name. And then with that domain name, you can then get a G Suite account for $5 a month.
Per email address, right?
Oh, yeah.
$5 a month per email address?
Yep.
Email address. It would be like Dave or Rob at directpt.com or Dave at whatever.com.
Exactly. And they'll give you a calendar too. That's the other great part is watch this. So Wix has their booking scheduling payment platform, and that links into and syncs up with your Google account, your G Suite account. And then that syncs into PT Live, which syncs into everything else. So it's just one huge integrated piece. And all Wix costs is $20. And Gmail or the Google Suites is $5. It's insane how easy it is lately. So I've been directing people on how to do that in the residency. That's pretty much what we've done. Everybody's been blown away in 3 weeks going from nothing to having everything they need already.
Has anyone in the residency, have they had a paid telehealth client yet? Consult, paid client?
Not yet. So we have people that haven't even graduated yet that are in our class.
I know. I'm just asking. Here's the thing, right? So like, I only have one paid consult. Like I'm no like legend at it or anything like that, but I just wanted to like, yeah, exactly. It's so super early, but I just wanted to hear like, is anyone out there? Like I know Dean Volk is doing a bunch of free stuff up front, a bunch of like group webinar type stuff for back pain and sciatica, which is absolutely genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
So genius. And then the people that he really wants to connect to, he is already like attracting them. He's going like so much value up front.
Yeah.
And then those people are like, hey, I'd like to schedule a one-on-one consult for you or with you. And then, you know, he's not even like, he's charging some people, and I'm not sure if he said per visit or treatment packages, but oh my gosh,
we've got
many options.
I'm telling you, we've got somebody in the course right now that already runs a clinic, has run a clinic for a while, is hiring a new therapist. And so their end game is to start telehealth for them while the new therapist starts taking the brick and mortar clinic over. So then they can start spreading, getting another revenue source. And also, by the way, bringing more people in because they have such a wide reach. They're in like a central location where people are always driving by their city all the time. And so it's, you know, they'll have people drive in from an hour, 2 hours away even to come see them. And so
for the brick and mortar location.
Uh-huh. To the brick and mortar.
Instead, it could be through telehealth.
It could be.
For many.
Yeah. For the majority of them. Yeah. So one, you do an in-person eval, and then that person's like, oh, okay, I might be able to come in once every couple of weeks. But through telehealth, they could be seen twice a week, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a game changer even for hybrid clinics. Like Tony's in the Telehealth 20 podcast, so I'm going to be following him for a full year while he's implementing and adding telehealth into his practice. So yeah, it's going to be fun, man.
I don't want anyone out there undercharging. Your skills are valuable. Do not undercharge. Why would you ever? Here's the thing. I don't like when I hear or see questions of like, oh, hey, are you going to really charge a lot less than what you would charge for in-person versus telehealth? Like even I did, because I said, and again, I'm like, that's just the way many physical therapists are, which is like, oh, well, if it's over video, so then maybe it should be free or maybe it should be less or whatever. But I really think that we can eventually get to the point where an in-person physical therapy consult is valued equally by the trained licensed physical therapist and the participant, the client, the patient on the other end of that video. I think we can get to the point, it might take a couple years, but get to the point where the profession and the therapists that are licensed in our country and the clients, the patients, we all value this, what we're doing right now over video, the same as the valued experience in person. I mean, that's going to take some time, but I really, really think we can get there.
Oh yeah.
But it's so early that obviously the in-person is still valued, and it's not until there's going to be more, more therapists coming out of your residency and more people that are going to have great video testimonials of their patients, their clients actually getting better and saying, wow, I cannot believe I got better over video with a licensed physical therapist. More of that needs to come out. But I think it's just going to take a couple years.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think?
So too. I think.
Do you know what I mean? Like the different value of like in-person versus video?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I see it all the time. And that's the greatest part is that with all the telehealth visits that I've been able to do, it's never not an eye opener when the patient finishes up and they're like, wow, like that's always the end point is just, they hit this aha moment. It's just literally like Uber. The first time I used Uber, I never will use a taxi again, ever. The first time that you do something that's super convenient and solves the same problem, you're always going to take the way that's more convenient. That's all we have to do is just be good at what we do, get some people in the door for some experience. And by the way, that free experience that you're getting doing a telehealth visit is now a marketing tool, because there's no way that person's shutting up when they finish up the telehealth visit and they feel great. Of course, they're going to tell everybody they know. So it's going to be a game changer, dude. So yeah, it's not even a year. So we got 6 months, 7 months to go to get this thing going.
Yeah. And listen, we have so much more to talk about. We could talk about telehealth all night long.
Oh, yeah.
We'll break it down. We'll do other, like you said, we'll do other topics. We want to talk about more about telehealth residency and hear more about the next cohort that's coming up in the future. We have talked a lot tonight. The Telehealth 20 podcast coming out soon. Shout out to Rob's new solo podcast. And listen, it's not like we're breaking up. If anyone's listening to this, it's not like we're not like Rob's going on a solo career. Like, who was the like a big duo.
Like
you're not like Beyonce breaking away. Rob is the Justin Timberlake of telehealth podcast.
You have the Justin Timberlake hair. I'm the Joey Fatone or something.
Oh my gosh, we talked a ton tonight. We had to catch up. It was really great to catch up with you, Rob, as always.
Absolutely.
And so much more to come. That's for good. Episode 78. Everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for your time and attention. Rob, thank you for your time this evening. And we will catch you next time on episode 79 right here on PT Tech Talk.
Perfect.